Blog Talk Radio.
Yahoo.com. The Cherokee Entertainment phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Oh, a lot of great stuff going on tonight. Got a lot of UFC MMA stuff to talk about. You know, as always, we got some great events coming up that we are proud to be a part of. We've got Uncivil War MMA that's taking place this Saturday night at the Howard Johnson Event Center in Springfield, Missouri. We got close to 30 matches on this card. We had Eric Stevens with Uncivil War on the show last night. I mean, some great title matches, and it is just going to get nuts. Don't forget the show time. Preliminary bouts start at 5 o'clock. And then the main show starts at 7, so make sure you mark that on your calendar so you don't be showing up late. That's going to be an exciting show. Also going on, that's in Springfield, Missouri. If you're in the Fort Smith, Arkansas River Valley area, Extreme Fighting, Inc. presents Extreme Insanity, that event that's going to be taking place at the Phoenix Expo Center. That's down there at Fort Smith. They got some great matches going on that show. So make sure you get down there and check that out. I just wanted to go ahead and hit on those shows real quick. It was a great pleasure having Eric Stevens on the show. We also had Armel Nunnally on the show last night with High Foot Combat Sports. He's got that great women's event coming up in May, and we're going to hit back on that later. So, the phone lines are open. We're going to go over the headlines here, just touch on some stuff that caught my eye on the headlines. And I want to give a big shout out to the Greenland Lady Pirates basketball team. For the second year in a row, the Greenland Lady Pirates are the, I believe it's 4A Arkansas girls basketball champion. So a big round of applause to the Greenland Lady Pirates. They got it going on down there. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. That's the Cherokee Entertainment Hotlines. And we want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment for all your mobile DJ needs, weddings, proms, private parties. They also have karaoke. If you want to have a karaoke party, make sure you give Cherokee Entertainment a call at 479-236-1007. We also want to say thank you to Amway and Excess Energy Drinks. Man, if you're looking for a great energy drink without the nasty aftertaste, check out Excess Energy Drinks. Go on Amway.com, type in Excess. They got multitudes of flavors, and they also got the caffeine-free and the sugar-free, so you can also check those out of it. Also, the phone lines are lining up. We got some great people getting wanting to talk in. So let's quickly get to the headlines. We're just going to go straight to UFC. There was some baseball news, St. Louis Cardinal fans. Rafael Furcal is going to have elbow surgery, so he's possibly going to be out this season. Golf fans, Tiger Woods looked impressive today. He shot six birdies shooting a 66. He's tied for the lead at the Doral, which, I mean, everything's lining up, getting ready for the Masters, which takes place in Augusta, Georgia. So here we go. One of the big news for that we had tonight was on the injury front, and Alistair Overeem has had to back out of UFC 160 and his match with Junior Dos Santos. Alistair Overeem has a quad injury, and therefore he's had to back out of the fight with Dos Santos. So it looks like they're going to try to reschedule that match for later this year. Also, another fight that's been removed from 158, Johnny Eduardo and Yves Jabon has been removed from 158 following an injury. We don't have the details of the injury. A shoulder injury for Johnny Eduardo. So they are off the card for 158. So, that really don't hurt because that was already a stacked event as it was, being headed up with the UFC welterweight champion Georges St. Pierre defending his title against Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz already getting inside. He has literally been calling out GSP. So kind of a new ploy. Trying to get inside the head of GSP leading up to that big fight at UFC, at the next UFC show. Let's run down the other cards. UFC 161 is starting to fill up. Sam Stout versus Isaac Valley Flag. And also they got Sean Pearson taking on G.A. Waldberger. I mean, those are two great fights right there. And then you got UFC 162. Mark Munoz, Tim Botch has been signed for that card. And also Tim Kennedy has signed to take on Roger Gracie. So, and if anybody knows the Gracie name, you know that fight is going to be one to look out for. I mean, UFC, they're doing their thing. They got a lot of great stuff going on. And, I mean, it's just flat crazy. I had some more information I was wanting to pull up. I was going to pass along. Now I can't find it. Oh, no. So, hopefully I'll be able to find that card. Oh, here it is. UFC making their first trip to Winnipeg, Canada. I think that's going to be... that's an untapped market up there. It's going to be crazy. Anderson Silva against Chris Weidman at UFC 162 for the middleweight title. You heard me mention Mark Munoz, Tim Bosch, Rafael Cavalcante versus Diego Silva. And once again, Roger Gracie, Tim Kennedy. Let's look at the interim bantam title weight at 161. Renan Barrio, Eddie Wineland. But listen who else is on this card. Rashawn Evans against Dan Henderson. Antonio Nogueira will fight Mauricio Rua. Jake Shields will take on Tyrone Woodley. And that's a battle of strike force vets. Then there was also a couple of matches that were added to UFC on Fox in April from San Jose. Joseph Benvenides will fight Darren Oyanoyama. I think I pronounced that right. Oyanoyama. Oyanoyama. Bruce Buffer, LB. And also Francisco Rivera is going to take on Hugo Viana in a bantamweight bout. So, you know, that's some hot stuff coming up. So, once again, we just emphasize, you know, if you can't make it out to UFC for any of their events, support your local MMA promotions. They're all over the United States. I got a call today from a new promotion have started negotiations about possibly ring announcing their events. So I don't, you know, I just want to go ahead and put that out there. I'm pretty excited about that. Anytime I can bring on a new promotion and do their events, I'm excited about that. So, because, you know, I'm here to promote. You know, I stay out of the behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, my job's to come in, to announce. So I support all MMA promotions equally that I work for. So, you know, I just want to see MMA grow all over the place. So let's not waste no time. I recognize this one. I recognize this one phone number. I mean, if she would stop standing on that corner so much, she wouldn't be having to have knee surgeries all the time. Oh, come on. She didn't react to that.
You're funny, Greg. You are so funny. You are so funny.
What's up, baby doll?
I just wanted to call and just say hello and let all the fans know that the surgery went well. My doctor even took the time to even call on me last night to check on me to see how I was doing. He said he's going to show me the picture. He's going to show me the pictures Friday when I come in next Friday. He said this meniscus tear was very impressive. So apparently it was even larger than even the doctor thought it was. You know, so
hey, well, you know, look, I always say, Granny Hulk, sure, if you're going to do it, might as well do it right. You know,
well,
hey, don't mess around.
You know, so I've been hobbling around the house today, you know, starting the exercises, you know, things like that. You know, my husband, God love him, I mean, he's taken very good care of me the last couple of days. He even stayed home from work just to make sure that I was okay. But I just wanted to thank everybody for all their prayers, their messages, their phone calls. It's just, you know, it's amazing the friends that you have in this business, you know, that I tell you, I love each and every one of them. I mean, they're my family, and I appreciate each and every one of you.
I mean, well, you mentioned one thing that really impressed me is the fact that your doctor actually called you to check on, you know, check on you, see how you were doing. I mean, I know I've dealt with this, and it just seems like the quality of customer care with some businesses and customer service has really gone down the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really impresses me when your doctor has taken the time to call you up, check on you, and, you know, so that really says a lot right there. So, but the surgery went good.
It went well, and they told me to go ahead and take the dressings off tonight and look at the incisions and kind of clean them up with some peroxide and put smaller bandages on. So I did that. So everything looks good. You know, the area was a little pink, but, you know, the doctor that I talked to tonight said that was normal, you know, and I was started running a little bit of a fever tonight, you know, and I was kind of concerned about that because I don't want infection, obviously, setting in. But he said that, you know, unless it was really, really bright red, there was no danger of any kind of infection. So everything looks good there. So I go back next week for my follow-up and just start my therapy on the way to rehab. So
naturally, one of my first questions for you is, did you happen to check Tia Impact Wrestling tonight?
I did. I caught a little bit of it. So,
were you surprised that the unmasking turned out to be D'Lo Brown?
No, I really wasn't, because I don't know why I wasn't, but it didn't surprise me any. I mean, Aces and Eights, I tell you, I do not like them. And I just, they need somebody to put them in their place, and hopefully they will some point in time. But
they did. You know, they got locked down. I believe it's this Saturday or this Sunday. So you know, it's really TNA. They're really starting to step up. You know, they're getting ready to do their first show next week on the road. They're getting out of the Impact Zone and Universal Studios. I think they really learned a lot off this last trip to England. Just, you know, being out there, getting bigger crowds, and just the overall atmosphere. I think kind of flipped the switch for them to start doing this. And, you know, maybe it's that push they were been needing. My opinion, they've kind of been, they started off good and everything, but then they got kind of stalemated there for a while. And yeah, they've been bringing in good wrestlers. They've been bringing up some good young talent that's really been impressing me. But there was just, it just really wasn't getting it over the edge. And so my opinion is, you know, being able to get it out on the road. I mean, I know they got Tupelo, Mississippi, Tampa, Florida. They got their first event next Thursday live in Chicago. Jonesboro, Arkansas. They're going to be down at the Arkansas ASU Convocation Center. So I really think you're going to start seeing some more head turning out of TNA once they get things out on the road and they get used to that extra travel that's involved.
Well, I'd like to plug a couple shows real quick, if I may, Greg.
Okay.
This Saturday, Muskogee, Oklahoma, UWE Slamfest 2. Fans, you will not want to miss that. That's going to be a huge, huge night for UWE. I believe the doors open at 5:30. Bell time starts at 6:30. I think admission is like $5 for adults. I do not have the total lineup of that event. Next week, the 16th, Arkansas Pro Wrestling at the Lincoln National Guard Armory in Lincoln, Arkansas. I do know the lineup of that match that night. The number one contendership match, the Mangler versus Gary Graham. Whoever wins that will be the number one contender to face the Kingpin Angel for the Arkansas Pro Wrestling Heavyweight title. Rolling Thunder versus Outlaw Brian Black. Space Cowboy Jason Jones versus Flood. Max McGurk versus Mitch Baxter. Darlin Dustin Heritage versus Canadian Red Devil, and I believe Superstar Steve versus the Mercenary Jason Jones is supposed to be in attendance. And the bell time is 7 p.m. Admission $6. Kids 6 and under are free, so fans, you will not want to miss that huge show in Lincoln, Arkansas at the National Guard Armory.
All right. Well, good deal. That's good. You know, that's going to be a good show. They always put a good show on there at the Lincoln National Guard Armory. So, as always, you know, I invite everybody to get out there, check it out, and just enjoy a good night of professional wrestling.
I do have one more show that I almost forgot about. Chewy, Oklahoma, March 23rd, Native American Wrestling. They are going to be having a tournament for the tag team title belts and I believe some sort of battle royal to determine the Native American Wrestling Championship that night in Chewy, Oklahoma. So you will not want to miss that show either, fans.
Yeah, and what was the date on that show again, Granny Holster?
March 23rd.
March 23rd. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. And I know Granny Holster, she's going to be calling back to several more times between now and then, and she'll be passing that information in case anybody misses it. So, Grady Hawkster, I appreciate you calling in, giving us an update on your leg. As always, our thoughts and prayers are with you and hope you get back on your feet soon and get back out there at ringside.
I appreciate it.
All right. All right, Grady Hawkster, we appreciate you.
Good night.
All right, once again, Granny Hawkster, a neighborhood favorite right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. The phone lines, 347-326-9073. So if there's something you want to talk about, go ahead and call on in, or you can send me an email at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. So there was something, NASCAR, I was wanting to mention NASCAR has already had their first fine of the year. And let's see, where did it go? NASCAR had their Denny Hamlin, I guess the first big fine of the season for NASCAR for criticizing critical comments about the racing out at Phoenix this past weekend. Don't know what the deal was. I actually thought it was a good race. So, I'm roughly reading over the story. So, basically, what it sounds like, it's kind of just briefly scanning over the story here. He was talking about the new Gen 6 car. You know, he lost. He didn't race good. So naturally, he's complaining about the car and how the new car is not as good as the cars they had last year. Well, all I can say is suck it up, Buttercup. I mean, he finished third. What the heck are you rapping about? I don't remember you doing that good last season at Phoenix in the Gen 5 car. So, I mean, you're supposed to be a professional car racer. So, I mean, you get in that car, you got a pit crew. That's why you make those adjustments during the race. So, I mean, now, you know, haters are going to hate. When they're doing good, they're going to say, oh, this is the best car, you know, we've had in a long time. But sure enough, boy, once they start losing, oh, I need to take this thing back to the junk pile. It sucks. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, boy. Arkansas Razorbacks, Baseball Hogs, they got back on the winning streak. I mean, they kind of ran into a brick wall. They were in a four-day tournament out in Arizona, and they got swept. I don't think that, I don't remember correct, but I don't think they won a game out there at the four-day tournament in Arizona, but they were able to come back today against San Diego State, first game of a four-game series against SDSU, and they defeated them 2-0 today, so got our Hogs back on the winning track. Maybe they can go over and help the basketball team. I don't know. I'm just saying. Arkansas Razorback men's team, they close out their season. Well, they close out their regular season this weekend as they take on Texas A&M. And then they start getting ready for the SEC tournament. So, if you're in Fayetteville Saturday, get out and support the Hogs. I mean, there's nothing like the atmosphere in Bud Walton Arena, but that place is rocking and rolling. And you got Texas A&M in there. And, I mean, that's enough right there for me to want to go, because that's a renewal of the old SEC or the Southwest Conference rivalry. And now that Texas A&M is now part of the Big Boy League, you know, so we can start having fun with them again. So get out there in Bud Walton Arena. I don't have the starting time here in front of me, but get out there, support the Razorbacks. 347-326-9073 on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. Those phone lines are open. Let's see. We talked about Tiger Woods. Did an outstanding job. Shot a 6-under. And the first round of the Doral, the home of the Blue Monster. We want to say hello to all of our guests over in the chat room tonight. Good to see you. If there's anything you want to comment on, go ahead and make a comment, and we'll be glad to get it all on the air. What's going on in Miami? Why cannot Miami not keep a good football team out there? The Dolphins have not had a good football team in years. The baseball team is not much better. And it seems like, are they afraid of spending the money out there? I mean, they build that ridiculous stadium with all the neon colors, the fish tanks behind home plate. I mean, that's not baseball. That's kiddie land. You know, if you want to see stuff like that, that's why you got Universal Studios and everything down there. If you want to see fish and whales and stuff like that, go to the theme parks. You go to the baseball game to watch baseball. I mean, wow, where do I go with this? I mean, At first, I was kind of hesitant on their uniforms. The uniforms really are not that bad. I'll give them credit. The new uniforms, even though I like the F with the big Marlin, you know, the new uniforms are not that bad. But then, when you go to that ballpark, oh my God. I mean, I got to take, you got to, I mean, I've not been there. I don't plan on going there, personally. I mean, unless they just offer me goo-hoos of money to come announce a game there or announce fights there, I don't ever plan on going to that ballpark because it's got these the walls are lime green. Yeah, I'm talking nasty baby puke green. It's atrocious. And then they got this big tower thing out in center field, so when you hit a home run, you got it lights up. Kind of like the sledgehammer game. When you go to the carnival and stuff, you know, you got the big tall totem pole with the little thing that slides up and rings the bell when you hit the sledgehammer. I forget what it's called, but you know what? It reminds me of that. Hit a home run. They got these little fish. They got the dolphins or marlins or whatever they are that rotate around in a circle, water and stuff. I mean, it's a joke. I'll put it as it is. It is a joke. So, all right. That's all I'm going to say about that. Really no big news coming out of the NFL today. I'm kind of, once again, just glancing down my news sheet. I really don't see Dallas Cowboys. There are five players that they're looking at. Chance Warmick out of Alabama, he's on their radar. Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle out of Missouri. Ziggy Ansah, a defensive end. Kenny Vaccaro out of Texas. And Jarvis Jones, defensive end. Dallas kind of put their top five out today, and that's the top five that that the Cowboys are kind of looking on. Former Razorback quarterback, Tyler Wilson, he's been having a good he's really surprising some people. Some people were kind of hesitant about him at first, but then the more they kept going, you know, Tyler Wilson's just really turning some heads out there. So it'll be exciting to see. I mean, I can think of three teams right offhand I'd like to see him going to. Does anybody want to guess the three teams that I would like to see Tyler Wilson end up as a backup quarterback? We got, you know, we got the chat room open, and you know, we got my email up and running, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com, and we got my Facebook page. So if you can guess the three teams that I would like to see Tyler Wilson end up with, and you got to get all three. I'll come up with something. I'll find a T-shirt or a candy bar or something to give to the person who can guess the three teams I would like to see Tyler Wilson wind up with. Once again, the Cherokee Entertainment phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. They are open. We got the chat room up and running. We got my personal Facebook page going, Gregory Squirrel on Facebook. If you want to make a comment on there, I'll get your comments on the air. And, of course, we also have the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. I have been really excited. You can always go back on the archives on Blog Talk Radio, the Greg Squirrel Show, and listen to the replay of our past shows, and I mean, I'm just pumped. I mean, every show this week has over 100 archive listens. People have gone in on their own time and been able to listen to the replay of the show. So for those of you that are listening to us live tonight, I want to say thank you for that. And it's that stuff like that that's going to help keep this show going. All right. What were we going to talk about? Gladiators Rising. High Foot Combat Sports, once again, we had Armel Nunnally on last night, that big event that's coming up in May. Striking, Muay Thai Kickboxing, Gladiators Rising, that's going to be taking place in Mexico, Missouri. Presser Hall is the name of the venue. So if you want to see some great girls MMA fighting, make sure you get up there, check that out. Then we got Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. That's going to be taking place in Muskogee, Oklahoma. April 6th is that date. So if you've never seen Muay Thai fighting, you come, you go watch the MMA and you see the different forms of fighting. But I've said it once, I'll say it again, I always recommend you get a chance and go back and watch the individual fights. So that way when you do go watch MMA, you can say, hey, that's Muay Thai right there, or that's kickboxing, or whatever. So it's kind of a different breed. So there's going to be girls on that show. There's going to be some kids fighting. So make sure you get over there and check it out. Once again, we want to say hello to our guest that's over in the chat room. It doesn't show a name. It just says guest 21605. Why do my guests always have such high number? Why can't they just be guest one, guest two, guest three? I don't know. I don't make the rules. I just work here. So, don't forget, we got WrestleMania just coming up around the corner. New match just signed the other night. You're going to see The Undertaker try to extend the streak as he takes on CM Punk. So, got that going on. So, let's see, I'm looking up some other stuff. Once again, phone lines are open. Anybody want to call in? Hey, we'd love to have you. We had Grady Hulkster on the phone line earlier. Four minutes, 22 seconds in the fourth quarter, the New York Knicks are beating the Oklahoma City Thunder. I expect that to turn around here pretty fast. Let's see, we got the Clippers and the Nuggets. They're coming up later out on the left coast. So if you're a Clipper fan, you might want to check that. NBA schedule kind of pretty light tonight. So, and this is a question I have. Football spring practice is getting ready to start. University of Arkansas has announced that they are closing spring practice to the public. I just have one word, mistake. I mean, what are they possibly accomplishing by closing practice to the public? Is it a Bielema call? Is it a Jeff Long call? Either way, I think it's a mistake. So, I mean, if anybody wants to chime in on that, we'll take your phone calls, we'll take your comments in the chat room, and we'll talk about that some more. NCAA football, just running down, running down the line, seeing if there's any news that we want to talk about. For college football, right now, I really don't see a whole lot of stuff there. Oop, hold on, my battery's going dead. All right, here we go. Hope everybody's still there. So anyway, where are we at here? Let's see. Once again, just running, kind of running down the, apparently there's an investigation going on at Iowa, hiring a probe. Why can't people just stay out of trouble? Just go do your job. You know, just play by the rules. I mean, why do these college teams think they have to cheat? I mean, I know it's about winning and everything, but are you really doing the players any good by cheating? Yeah, the victories will look good on the record, but is that the kind of message you want our kids to learn? That it's okay to pay, you know, it's okay to do this stuff? No. I would rather my kid, if he has the chance to play college football, I would rather my kid go to a program, a clean program, even if they lose every single game. I would rather have my kid go into a clean program than go into a program like Miami or USC. I mean, there's no place for it. You know, play the cards as they lay. Do the best job that you can do. Get the players that you can get. Do it above board, you know. I mean, yeah, I know a lot of the smaller schools, it's hard to compete against your tradition-rich schools. But, you know, that's part of the game, you know. So, anyway, that's my rant on that tonight. See, if you want to comment on that, once again, phone lines are open. Chat rooms open, emails open, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Oh, let's see. Georgia beat Kentucky. What's wrong with Kentucky? Have they really fallen that bad? I mean, heck, Arkansas beat them. And Georgia's got a good team. Now, I will give Georgia that. They do got a good team this year. So, but man, just some of the games Kentucky's lost this year that they should be winning is just like super crazy. There was one thing to jump back off football. Let's see, is the Big East. The Big East, you know, once again, the shuffle bug has raised its rearing head again, and the schools have moved to different conferences, and so their old conferences, they're either changing names to suit what they have now or whatever. So, the Big East could be coming to an end. They are leaning for the American 12 Conference as their new name. So, I mean, I understand it's all about the almighty buck. There was actually a poll on Facebook earlier today, people kind of commenting on that. And America 12 World Police. Who remembers the movie World Police? What was it? Oh, I can't remember the name of the full name of the movie, but it was like World Police or something like that. That was a crazy, crazy movie. It was anime. It was dolls. I mean, it wasn't actors, wasn't CGI or any of that stuff. I mean, they were actual dolls. Some of the things that went on in that movie, woo, you just don't want to know about. So anyway, it looks like the Big East, they're going to be changing their name to the America 12. That's just one of the names that's being tossed about out there. Just got this over the news for baseball. New York Yankee fans, Mark Teixeira is going to be out 8 to 10 weeks with a wrist tendon injury. So be anxious to see it. Also, other news coming out of Yankees training camp. Looks like Mariano Rivera will take his first appearance on the mound since last May. Apparently, he kind of got into a little bit of trouble. Nah, like, I'm joking. Had a knee injury. So, anyway. I want to say a big jump back on MMA. I want to say a big congratulations, Brian Foster. I'm happy about Brian. He got his license. Was suspended. Got a concussion, and so he was suspended. Wasn't allowed to fight in the United States. He could go fight overseas. But as far as fighting here in the United States, it was a medical suspension. Well, he's overcome the medical suspension this week. It was either yesterday or day before yesterday. Brian Foster suspension was lifted. I'm happy for Brian, but I'm also upset with Mohegan Sun. Mohegan Sun, naturally being an Indian reservation, they kind of have their own sanctioning body. They really don't go through the state. But if I understand, it's one of those where the state does have a representative there, but it's overall ran by Mohegan Sun. They got their own athletic commission, and they actually do all. So anyway. Brian Foster's cleared to fight anywhere in the United States, but I believe it's New Jersey, wherever Mohegan Sun. I mean, it's a medical suspension. Come on, guys. Did they really want Brian to step into a ring? Apparently he was under a multi-fight deal with them. And I mean, come on, what's the deal? You want the guy to get in there, get his noodle shoved up even worse? You know, possibly not be worth anything to anybody? Are you that greedy and shallow? I mean, I wish somebody would call in and comment on that. I want to know other people's opinion. We got about 15 minutes. Left in the show tonight, 347-326-9073 on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. I mean, it's crazy. I'm trying to find the story where it talks about it. Here it is. Went right to it. Brian Foster's national suspension lifted. Long battle for former UFC welterweight Brad Foster. But one that's finally come to an end. National suspension that has prohibited the Oklahoma native from competing inside the United States has officially been lifted, and Foster is now free to apply for a license in the United States. Bleacher Report, this is coming to us from Bleacher Reports, which is one of the top MMA they follow MMA better than anybody. Bleacher Reports received confirmation of this news from Michael Mazzulli of the Mohegan Sun Tribal Athletic Department, which is the governing body that placed Foster on the national suspension list. Mazzulli confirmed via email that the ban had been lifted and Foster was free to apply anywhere in the United States with the exception of the Mohegan Sun, where he is placed under a permanent ban. The Haven Sun is an independent body operating outside the state of Connecticut, which where mixed martial arts is currently legal. After complications with an MRI led to his release from the UFC, Foster is hopeful that his issues were behind him, and he signed to compete in Season 6 of Bellator's welterweight tournament. However, further complications from the medical clearance led to the Mohegan Sun Athletic Commission preventing Foster from competing under the Bellator banner and ultimately placing him on a national suspension. During the process to repair his standing and to have his suspension overturned, Foster was forced to compete in promotions operating outside the country. With the ban now lifted, Foster is free to pursue licensing from any commission operating within the United States. Why is Mohegan Sun so bad? So, you know, what's their deal? You know, he thought it was behind him. I'm trying to get Brian on the show because I really want to hear his side of it. But I just don't see. I mean, it was a medical issue. It wasn't like he was skipping fights or no-showing events, whatever. It was a honest to God. I mean, he had medical documentation. And so when he did get it cleared up, he started fighting outside the United States where he was free to fight. You know, he was free to fight outside the United States. Apparently, there's been no more complications with the concussion or anything else, whatever it was. And so he's been cleared to fight back inside the United States. I mean, I think it's crazy, personally. I mean, Brian's a great guy. So, I mean, there's been some comments. Dwayne Finley, who sent me an email just now, it comes down to paperwork and communication over MRIs. From their statement, it seems that they don't have enough cause to keep him from fighting, but they do feel comfortable banning him from the Mohegan Sun. Strange, but happy it's over for Brian. Can't wait to see him back in the cage. I mean, and and be quite honest, that's my viewpoint. I mean, there's other places, you know, that Brian can go fight. Piss on Mohegan Sun. If they don't want him on their shows, that's fine. He can go fight somewhere else. So anyway. We got about 10 minutes left on the show. If anybody wants to call in, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Call on in here. It's been a good night. Weekend's just around the corner. Tomorrow's Friday. The weather is finally starting to be nice. I mean, weather was kicking my butt. I mean, cold one day, warm next day, snow next day. I mean, Mother Nature was upset with something. But apparently, somebody's taking care of Mother Nature, and so she's letting us have some warm days. So I'm happy to see it personally, get back out to the ballpark, watch some baseball, watch some softball, get on the golf course. So it's all good. So anyway, once again, Uncivil War MMA, Howard Johnson Event Center. I did get a notice from Eric earlier today that the only seats that are left are the general admission seats. So I'm telling you, folks, if you want to be a part of that big event at the Howard Johnson Event Center, you better get your tickets. Look up Uncivil War MMA on your Facebook, and that'll have the ticket information on how to get your tickets. And if you plan on going to this event, you better get on it, because I'll be very surprised if by the time I get to Springfield, Missouri, that there are any tickets left. So you better get on it. And then once again, coming up in April 6th, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. We're going to be a part of that big event at the Mississippi Civic Center. That held about 3,000 people in that venue. So looking forward to being a part of that. Then, of course, Armel Nunnally High Foot Combat. We got the event coming up there in May. The All Women's Card, that's going to be internet streamed. Forward to that too. I mean, a lot of great stuff, and that's just not here in the United States or here in this part of the United States. I mean, there's great promotions. Sky Masijic with American Battle Championship. I believe that's the name of their promotion down in Florida. We plan on getting Sky Masijic on the phone, talking about what's going on down on the Florida MMA scene. We got we got Nathan Cody down in Little Rock with the Kingdom Promotions. A lot of great stuff going on down in the Central Arkansas area. And, you know, there's just some great promoters all across the United States holding these events. And, I mean, they do not be surprised to see. I wish they had a magazine similar to Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And Pro Wrestling Illustrated back in the day, they have correspondents all over the United States going to shows and then they would have reports in the back of every magazine. They would have list states. And I believe PWI, Pro Wrestling Illustrated came out every month. And so they would have the results, you know, that reported their results from all over the United States. And I wish there was an MMA magazine. There may be. I don't know personally. If somebody knows that, feel free to send me a message or an email about it. But I do. I wish there was a magazine that did that too, so that way we could kind of hit what's going on in New York, what's going on in Colorado, what's going on California. There's some great promotions, Hawaii, and then there's overseas, England, Australia, Germany, Japan, and the Far East. I mean, MMA is going everywhere. So. Anyway, join us tomorrow night for the Friday night show. One more shot before the weekend gets here. We're going to go ahead and check out of here. But once again, I appreciate Granny Hulkster checking in, letting us know how she was recovering from her leg surgery. And we'll be right back here tomorrow night. Hold on, turn that down. Midians. I forgot to mention the Midians tonight. So anyway, we'll be back on here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show for the Friday night edition. So until then, everybody be safe. We will talk to you later.